Okay, hello everybody. Audio Mo? Is it Audio Mo? Is that, yeah, because I'm getting confused because there's Mo, or hang on. There's Movember, which is this thing where you grow a moustache for, well, men do, in awareness of men's health, and testicular cancer is one of them. And I'm doing that. I'm growing a moustache, and I haven't decided what style. But I'm in hardly a position to decide yet because mine will take a little while to grow. So there's no real worries on that score at the moment. But ooh, excuse me. Audio Mo. Audio Mo. Audio Mo. I'm going to go and double check. But I think it's Audio Mo, isn't it? Where you record a piece of audio every day. Well, what am I going to cover? Accents, I think. I was thinking about accents that we've missed so far. I spoke to my friend that I told you about before, who was from, well, she's actually from Jamaica, I checked this morning. But, you know, she speaks like this. And, you know, it's an amazing accent. And everything is like that, you know, I thought maybe she was from Barbados or Trinidad or somewhere like that, because everything is were and er, but she isn't, and she explained why. But I'm not going to go into that because I might see her tomorrow, and if I do, I'll get her to talk to you. She said that she would. Should I be delighted? And she said that, people said that she puts letters on the end of her words and enunciates letters like that. And she does. So I want you to hear. I'm going to get her to speak to tomorrow. She said she would. So that would be great. But no, accents. I was in town yesterday, and it's the Asian accent, isn't it? Did you ever see the thing, Goodness Gracious Me, I think it was, where, you know, all the Asian guys having a conversation, the young ones, and like, you know what I mean, like, you know what I mean, and like, innit, and all this, and they was like, oh yeah, you know, when I grow up, I want to go back to my roots. It's like, where's that then, like India? It's like, no, Jamaica, innit? And the irony, well, you understand the irony, don't you? So there are all the loads of the Asians are doing patois, and speaking patois. And it's not, and not even a derivative of sort of their own language. So, you know, that's as amusing as you know, the white kid that does the sort of, or white person that does the Jamaican accent, as we've already talked about. But there's a Birmingham derivative of the Asian English, and quite often it's the girls. Now, I don't know if I can really do it, but. Then an Asian guy did it the other day. I was in a taxi, and he got the flu, and he's like, "Where you want go?" And I was like, "You what?" He says, "Where you want go? You know, you want go?" I said, "No, Cortet Road." "I know Cortet Road, man. I know Cortet Road." And he started something like that, you know. And like I said, "What's the matter, man?" No, I said, "What's the matter? You don't sound very..." "Oh man, no, I got the flu. I got the flu, I got a really bad flu, you know, really bad flu." And like, you know, as he was speaking, it was like this, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a Birmingham kind of, you know, derivative of the Asian accent, innit? And like the girls, you know, they speak like it very much so. You know, everything is you know. And I was like up the road and then down the road and then like up again. And I had to get the bus, and then like Ting and Ting came by, and he came by, and he didn't stop, man. I was like, why do you not stop the bus? I was like, then I got the bus. And then, like, I was sitting down, but then someone came and sat right next to me, man, and kept, like, leaning on me and just looking out the window. And, you know, they speak like that. And everything is like that. And, you know, they're going up the road and up the shopping. And the guys are like, yo, man, look, there's, like, that girl there. Look, there she know. I think she's interested in you. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Everything, I think she's interested in you. Like, you know, Raj. I think she is. No, she's not. She's interested in you, man. I saw her looking at you the other day, you know. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's all that. Anyway, it's actually quite wearing. I couldn't do that for long. They run around quite frantically around town. You know, like, And then the girls are like, I saw him looking at you, you know. I saw him, you know. He's like looking at you. Who does he think he is, you know? Who does he think he is? And it's all that. But anyway, if anyone wants to elaborate on that, then please do. Because that's my audio moment. I'm going to think about one moment, or whatever they're calling it, in a minute. A moment, sorry. Because I'm trying to think of a name for this audio moment thing that everyone's talking about, or a lot of people are talking about. But that's my contribution to incidents of accidents, really, and audio mo at the same time. And actually, audio mo would have been a great name for the audio moment if it hadn't already been invented. But I'm cross-booing again, and I must stop. So I will stop. But any more accents, please bring them. There are people that need to come on here just with their normal voice and speak, because they have wonderful accents, and I will do my very best to get some. I keep saying it, but I will. I've got one volunteer, and when you hear her, you'll know what I mean. She's got a lovely accent. Righty-ho, I'll speak to you all soon, and happy Sunday in a bit.